欢迎收听动感英语国际聊第十七集。
You are listening EEWT Show.
Episode 17. Hello, Kim.
Hello.
Hello, Happy New Year.
I can hear you. Nice to hear your voice again.
I think our last conversation is like 3 years ago.
Maybe, yeah. So, yeah, it's been a long, long, long time, I know. So, nice to hear your voice again.
Yeah, and I think your voice changed.
Changed a bit, become more and more, matured.Is that?
Yeah.
Not my little girl anymore, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's because a little bit, because like I caught a cold a few days ago, a little bit. And also, I think my voice is not very, very girly, you know. It's a little bit like older, a woman, you know, not girl.
But I also think your accent is tend to be British English.
I don't think so. Many of my friends, they say that my accent is from, you know, American style, because the movie I watch, it's American, and, you know, I don't know.
Yeah, last time you told me you finished the Friends all season, 10 seasons.
Almost, yeah, I still haveFriend on my computer. Wow, you have such a good memory.
Kim, shall we start our podcast now?
Sure, of course, anytime. You tell me.
Okay. Hi, dear listeners. Welcome to listen this new episode of EEWT. Today, our guest is Kim from Guangdong. Kim, are you from Guangdong?
Yeah, I'm from Guangdong province. It's in China. It's a, you know, in the south of China. Yeah.
Yeah, welcome to EWT. Can you introduce yourself and say hi to our listeners?
Oh, yeah. It's you. And welcome. No. It's my pleasure to, I don't know how to say it. Just, hi, everyone.
It's okay.
It's my first time to do this kind of conversation, so I'm a little bit, you know, not so familiar with it. So if I make any mistakes, just please forgive me.
Oh, it's okay.
Okay, thank you. So, what is next? You can ask me some questions or what?
I will, but you finished your introduction?
Introduction? Yeah, my introduction. I'm Kim from Guangzhou, and now I've worked in Guangzhou. For me, myself, I graduated from the college in 2013.And my major in the college is English, so I love English. And for me myself, I also love the city, Guangzhou City. I love the city because the atmosphere, because the traditional style, you know, the old Guangzhou is very charming, you know.
Yeah.
I just fall in love with it when, the first year I came to Guangzhou, it's 2010, but now it's almost 10 years, well, five years, yes. And I love the city. And me, I love movies. Maybe most of the movies I watch is very classical style.
Oh.
I don't know. I don't like the commercial movie very much. And also I like reading, but in recent year I did not, you know, read a lot. I think reading and learning language like English, and also I want to learn Spanish.
Wow, you can speak Spanish?
A very little bit.
Wow.
I'm very, you know, into it, but I feel a little bit, you know, frustrated because I always cannot put my heart into it. So it's also right now it's in a ABC style, ABC level. It's, you know, not very good. That's me. I'm Kim. Yeah.
And is your hometown Guangzhou, Guangdong?
It's in another city in Guangdong province. It's a little bit near Hainan. Do you know Hainan Island?
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, it's called Leizhou.
Oh.
It's peninsula. I don't know how to say it.
Oh, Leizhou is also a small island.
A little, not island. It's how to say, a half. You know, like this three sides, they are the sea.
Ah.
Yeah, it's that kind of, you know, geography thing. It's also near the sea. Yeah.
Oh, I see.
So it's 500 kilometers from my hometown to Guangzhou.
Where are you now?
I'm at home right now because I'm in my vacation. Yeah.
Oh, you are in Leizhou?
Yeah. At hometown, yeah. Yeah, good. My hometown is very. I love my hometown because the sun, you know, the sunshine and it's very good, and also the blue sky, and the environment is great. Yeah. But the economic is not very good developed. So, but still, I love the, you know, environment here. Yeah.
This year, maybe 1 month ago, many places in the south China, they snowed. Is your hometown snowed?
Maybe my hometown is no. My hometown is not. You know, was not snowing, but Guangzhou snowed. Yeah, last month. Yeah. So it is very, very, very cold.
Yeah. Is that the first time you saw the snow?
Actually, my friend saw the snow. I didn't, because I'm.
Oh.
It's too cold, so I went to the market, you know, the supermarket or somewhere it's warm. They have air conditioner because it's too cold. Too cold for me, you know. That's the coldest winter ever. And also rain, you know, it's very strange. This winter, it rained a lot.
That's rain?
Yeah. Almost the whole 1 month in Guangzhou, raining and keep raining. So weather.
How was your New Year? Can you talk something about your New Year, your hometown New Year?
My New Year, it's awesome because I came back in, let me guess, maybe in a few days ago, before Chinese, you know.
You Chinese also food. Have 7 days vacation?
I have more. Two weeks.
Wow.
Yes. That's good. I came back and I have great time with my family. You know, especially my parents. You know, I have more time to stay with them and talk to them. And I don't, you know, when you get older, you will know more and more, you know, something like your parents is getting older and you have to spend more time with them. So I talk to them, I play some, you know, poker. Yeah, poker game. Also, I visit my sister. I went to visit my sister, and my sister visit their parents, which is my parents.
You have a sister.
Yeah, my sister. And I have two nephews. I love them. Very cute. One is 8 years ago, and the other one is five. Very cute. I love them. So I think the most important thing for me is, you know, is the meaning of this spring festival is to stay with my family, you know.
Yeah.
You know, that's very important. And, you know, the more I know my parents, they're getting older and older. Because my parents, they are really a little bit old. So, each vacation, the number one thing is my parents, my family. And some New Year atmosphere, yeah, it's very, very, I don't know, it's very good. You go to the street and it's too cloudy, so many people around there, and everyone just go, you know, back to town. They shopping, they meet their new, meet their old friend and the relatives, you know, it's very good.
The market, they're still running during the spring festival?
Yeah, sure, because it's very, it's a busy season of the market at the end of the year. I think maybe some store, they only rest on the New Year, you know, the first day of the year, but the second, the third, you know, the following. Because the customers is, you know, very, very, there are so many customers in the New Year, you know.
Oh.
They buy things, they visit their parents, their families, you know, their relatives, visit their friends. So that's a great opportunity of business, you know, selling things, retail business, I guess.
In my place, we usually storage many things like food and vegetables like that. We buy it many, plenty of them before the New Year, and we do not buy these things during the Lunar New Year.
That's a good thing.
You do not do this.
We just buy the thing, you know, directly from the market, because when we go to visit our relatives, visit our friends, we buy the fresh thing.
Oh,
fresh,
yeah.
You know, like the seafood. We don't store the seafood, you know. People in South, people in Guangzhou, in Guangdong, they like the very, very fresh thing, you know, still alive, like the fish or something. I don't know how to say that. They buy things directly, so they maybe no. Some of us, we also store some food and something before the New Year. But also we buy things, you know, when we need to bring something to visit. You know, I don't know to say this in English, because there's some customs. Some traditional activities. I don't know how to say it.
Yeah. When you visit to your relatives, your friends, the gifts you bring include the seafood?
Yeah. Normally, if my sister visit us yesterday, I'm not married yet. And my sister, you know, normally the daughter who got married, every year they will come back to visit their parents in the second day after the New Year, you know, and they will bring something like food, like apple, orange, and also, you know, some food, also some seafood in my town. I don't know how to say the speak their vocabulary.
Seafood.
Shrimp. Do you know what that is? S-H-R-I-P. Shrimp.
Shrimp.
Yeah, shrimp.
In Chinese, it is 虾.
And fish.
Yeah. Yeah.
And chicken.
Yeah.
And some vegetable. Normally, they just come here to have a big meal, you know. Have a very good lunch, and we talk and chat about something about this year, and you know, very normal thing, like the kids, you know, the education of the kids, and your income. Do you have good? How about a job? How about your job this year? The last year, you know, and about the kids. At the education of the children, their children, and about us, about the plan of, you know, our plan in New Year, in this year. We just talk and, you know, I think they bring something back. We have a good meal. They also drink a little bit alcohol. So I think, it's just a normally, just a, you know, a very common visiting, I guess. We love it.
Just now you said, you mentioned in the second day, the wife will visit their parents with their husbands.
Yeah.
Husband. Sorry.
Okay. I will tell you this clearly. You know, if I get married this year, next year, the second day, you know, of the new year, after the new year, I will go back to my, I will go to visit my parents. And the second year, you know, I get married in 2016. And I will visit my parents in the Lunar New Year, you know, the second day of the New Year, after the New Year, in 2017. Then, and the next year is 2018, my parents will go to visit me, you know. Yes, this year you visit them, next year they visit you, and this you know, keep changing.
It's like a circulating like this.
Yes, and when I was very, very young, I liked to go back to my grandparents' house, you know, to visit them with my parents. I love that feeling. When you were kids, you will get a lot of pocket and lucky money, you know. Now, if I'm single, I still can get, you know, the lucky money. But when you get a little bit old, they will try to ask you, when will you have a boyfriend? When will you get married? Yeah. This kind of thing becoming a little bit annoying, you know, I don't like.
Yeah.
I love the family reunion part because I think the family is very important. The new year, nobody want to get old, you know. But I think this festival is very meaningful for every Chinese, you know.
Yeah.
Because you the place you was born, the place you grown up, it's a very good memory. It's the most important root in your life. It is where you begin, you know, your step begin. every time in, at the end of a year, you know, the Chinese lunar, you know, the calendar.
Calendar?
No, I don't know. Just the end of the year, we think about that. We need to go home, you know.
Yeah.
Celebrate the celebrate this spring festival with our family, and to meet our parents. So I think for every Chinese, that is a very, you know, I don't know how to say it. That's a very important thing.
Yeah.
It is a very, very strong connection.
Hi Kim, did you watch the Spring Gala?
Actually, I don't care. I don't care the gala. I just know that many of my friends, they told me that the gala sucks because and the most important thing, I don't like it just because the gala did not invite my favorite, you know, Monkey King star, you know, Monkey King actor.
Yeah.
You know the actor?
Sexier kid.
Yeah, the Monkey King.
Yeah.
I love that actor, you know. I can still remember the summer, you know, when I was very, very young, my brother, you know, that maybe that year is 2003 or 4. My dad bought a TV, a television, you know, back in so we put the television on the living room every day. Every summer holiday, me and my brother watch the TV.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
One day my brother told me, "Hey, the CCTV is broadcasting the journey to the West again. And they keep one day they have 5 or 6 episodes, you know. I was so excited. I can still remember, you know, my brother, he was so excited to tell me that. I think that memory is so valuable. And also the actor who played, you know, the Monkey King in the Journey to the West,
yeah,
in 1986
1987
version, you know, maybe they took the they took the drama on 1983, and they, you know,
I think it is 87. I think
what?
I think it is 87, 1987.
87.
Yeah,
I think so. Yes, they showed that on TV in 1987. Yes. I like it. So
yeah.
you talk about the gala. I think this year is a monkey year, right?
It's a pity that no sexier kids, sexier kid.
Yeah.
But have you watched the Liaoning Gala, Spring Gala?
I did not watch the gala, but I checked some video about that actor's, their program, you know, very short. But I love the Liaoning TV, you know, their idea.
Yeah, you watched the program, the sexier kid program?
I only watched that very short, you know, about the very short program about the Monkey King show, you know.
Oh.
Awesome.
Yeah, it's fantastic. Also, in the actor of the Monkey King also joined the Shandong Gala, Spring Gala.
Shandong and Beijing, you know.
Oh.
Awesome.
Yeah.
So I think it's just very interesting. The gala, actually, I I'm not that into any gala. I like to watch some interesting program that I like. I'm not a fan.
How do you think about Ben Shan?
How Ben Shan?
本山照
本山照 He is very famous in the North China, I guess.
Yeah.
I'm in the culture, you know. The culture is different. It's different, so I don't think he is very, you know. I don't have any idea because I basically I don't know what their program.Ben Shan, I think he is a good actor.
Yeah. You know.
Yeah,
but I think some people said his comedy show way is not so good because he always make fun of the disabilities people.
So.I don't know about the new year, about the TV show. Interesting. I think maybe people in the north, you know, North China, the meaning of the you mean the gala? Maybe this Spring Festival gala on CCTV. The meaning, the importance. I think that is very important for people in China.In North China, because for me, I don't have a special feeling.
So you didn't watch the gala
every year? Every year, I just think I don't care. I will only watch some good, you know, some good program of the gala. But I don't like it. I'm not a huge fan of that.
I noticed that there is a Tencent QQ Weibo, and there is someone posted like this. I know why you are watching the Spring Gala. You only want to post a very good Weibo.
Somebody, they're very critical, you know.
Yeah.
They say something is bad, something is bad.I think it's okay. It's also very good, you know, the CCTV. It's very high level style, you know.
Yeah.
But just for me, that's not my type. I would rather to go watch a good movie or play the poker game with my family.
Kim, can you talk something very big thing?Happened in 2005 or the shape year for you?
For me, or about me, or about the world?
About you, I think.
Me, myself?
Yes.
You know, I was born in 1991.
Well,
last year is my Ben Ming year. I don't know how to say it. I have I have many, many bad memories about that year, last year. About the job. I changed three jobs of four. I changed for 1, 2, 3, 4. Four or five jobs last year. Many bad memories. It's very hard for me.
But you finally find a good job.
Yeah, finally.It's not hard. It's not very hard to find a job. It's very hard to find a good job.
Yes, indeed. Yeah.
So for me, I learned a lot. Yeah, I learned a lot about, you know, from seeking a job. So that is very important thing, you know, about a job. You know, I changed many jobs. And then I don't think...I have many good time, you know. I talk to many of my friends. I have good time with my friends many times in last year. And I cherish them and they like me. Very important thing. That's a pity. I do not know how to say it. Because
you are still single?
Yeah.
That's the most pity thing, I think.
I don't think so. Yeah, I don't think so. Now I can tell you something about it.
Okay.
And last year, one of my college roommates, two of them, they get married.
Wow.
They get married, they're a girl, you know. Another classmate is my high school classmate. She also get married. I participate in one of them, you know, really go to the wedding, you know. And that girl, she was pregnant, but now her baby was half year. No, I don't know. Her baby was born, you know. And one of my classmates, one of my roommates in the college, she tell me there was a boy in her company like me, just only only by the photo, you know.
Oh.
She saw the photo to her colleague, to her coworker, and her coworker is a guy. Next to my city, you know.
Wow.
Next to my city. He seems a good guy. He also have a master degree.
Wow.
And also my classmate, my roommate, she knows me that I like a talented guy. And that guy actually I guess he is talented. Talented.
Yeah, he's talented. Have a master degree.
Degree, and also near my hometown, and also work in Guangzhou. And finally, I did not, say something. I wanna, you know. That's a not a story. Actually, I think being single it's okay, but. It's not okay if
you didn't start the relationship with him?
Yeah, I didn't start the relationship with him because I think for him, it's time from the talk, you know. I talk to him on QQ, not by voice, but by the, you know, typing. I think he is time to get into a very, very serious relationship, like 1 year later or what, they will get married, that kind of thing. So I don't think
you are not serious about the relationship.
No, it's him. I guess I can check, I can guess the meaning of from his proposed, you know, talking to a girl. Actually, I was a little bit scared because he talked to me, you know, he typed to me one day many times, you know. Did you wake up? have you finished dinner and finished lunch? Something like that. So I don't feel very comfortable about that. So I didn't. And that guy is a very good guy. I'm so sorry. I did not catch him.
He likes you.
What?
He likes you.
He likes me. I think he likes me. Yeah. Yeah. And also, that's the thing. And my friend. Oh, one of my friends. She is my. You know. She got married. Also, got married with a Spanish guy.
Wow.
Very good, very young, a good young guy in there. And she also went there at the end of the Lunar New Year. So I give my best wishes, you know, my best hope to him, to her, to them, you know. And nothing very good. No, you know, nothing special happened last year because the bad memory more than the good memory. No. Maybe just a normal year. I did not thing I want to do. Like, I want to visit Beijing. I want to go to Thailand for, you know, for traveling. Many things. The money, you know. if I stay in one job last year, I feel, you know, have better financial, you know, income, something like that.
Yeah.
It's a little bit sad because about, you know, the job. Maybe this year, I think, maybe, this year will be better. Yeah. So I have some plan about my job, about my, you know, what I want to do in the future, in this year. Every month, you know, what I have to do, how much I can, you know, I can earn, and where do I, you know, where I can visit, you know, traveling, you know, and also finding, you know, find somebody who can really can get into, you know, you can fall in love, you can have a very stable and good relationship. That is also one of, you know, something in my list, something I want to do. It's not easy. My parents, they tell me that your sister, your oldest sister, she got married at your age. You should really think about it. If there are some good guy, you can you know have a choice. Just take care. Blah blah blah. So I think my parents, they do not, you know, push me so hard. I know that they're worried about me, so that's okay. You know, in the future, the most important thing is, you know, your career, your job, the money. You know, I don't think relationship is the thing you can, you know, hurry up. You know, I think the best to me, who knows? The most important thing is you're healthy, your parents are healthy, and you can have the power to chase your dream, you know, many things. Last year, nothing, you know, not very big thing. Yeah, there are no many big things happen, I guess.
Can you talk something about your job? Is it related with English?
My job?
Yes.
I think my job, I am a sales, international sales. All the job I found is this kind of job. I use English, yeah, because that's my major, and I don't want to give it up, so I always find a job relative to the English. I also love English. I, you know, about a job, you sell things to the foreigner.
Oh.
Yeah, and also you use the email, you know, do business by email, by some exhibition, you know. You just talk to them face to face about the price, about the details of the product. If they really like it, they will buy it, you know, do something like trading, international trading business. That's my job.
What is the product are you selling?
Right now, my product, it's the packaging, you know, the jewelry, you know. If you have a very, very expensive watch, you know, watch to watch the time, the watch or the diamond, all very, you know, expensive jewelry package. The package of the jewelry. Packing, you know, the...
Like a wood box?
The wood box, yeah, the wood box, the plastic box, or very some paper box. That kind of thing. And right now I'm doing that kind of job. And next month I will go to Hong Kong to participate the exhibition, you know.
Hi dear listeners, I think it's time to say goodbye to you. Kim, can we say goodbye to our listeners?
Sure. Goodbye, everyone, and see you next time.
See you next time. Bye-bye, dear listeners.
You're the girl.